Good morning. We're looking at Chayadim, Kal Chafav, Simen Dalad. So he mentioned the Isser of sitting next to the person who's davening and the Isser of passing in front of the person who's davening or passing near the person who's davening. And now he's going to say a Kula. Nearly, Imam Ispala Oymed Bitzad Echad Midar Shu Kavua Gavoya Yud Barach of Dalad. If the one who's davening is standing on one side of an item which is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, it's 4 by 4. Mutaleshe b'tzad hasheni. So that will allow me to be seated on the other side of that. That's considered like as if it's a rishus, a separate rishus, where he's placed and where I'm placed. And therefore I can be seated even though he's davening the other side of that. The Hamasik Rishus. Because there's this item in between which acts as a separation between the two. Now, the Chayadim says that's regards to the Isser of Yeshiva, which he mentioned in Simen Aleph and Simen Beis. What about the Isser of being over Neged HaMispalel in Simen Gimel? So he said that there are two reasons, one because it's mevalbel the machshava, and one is because you're interrupting between him and the Shekhinah. Now, if the issue is interrupting between him and the Shekhinah, the argument is since this item is in between, which acts like halachically like a new rishos, I'm not going into the makom where he is, I'm in a different place. If the issue is that you're being mevalbel his machshava, if he can see me walking by, that's still going to act as a distraction, even though there's halachically this item in between. So, avalaver mitzad hasheni, efshir im eno gavoya kolkach, shlo yuchol histakel b'tzad hasheni. Also, we could argue that if it's not high enough to prevent me from seeing, prevent the one who's davening from seeing, it's still going to be usur. But v'yosin nira, just like if it's visible beyond the Dalet Amos, we say that's not considered an issue because you're not within the Dalet Amos of the person who's davening. You're not in the same place where he's davening. By putting this mechitz in between, which gives you the halachic equivalent of not being in the same place because there's a mechitz in between, we're going to have the same heter. Okay, so this is the opinion of the Chayadim. Mishabura is machmer, actually not like the Chayadim. Mishabura paskins that as long as he can see, it's problematic. The Chayadim, who said before that the main issue is that you're being masked between him and the Shekhinah, so l'shitasoi, he says this case is going to be permitted. But since there are other explanations of what the Isser is, the Mishabura is Machmer. There's a sefer known as the Eshel Avraham. Now, there's one Eshel Avraham which is written by the Prima Gadim, which the Prima Gadim is Pirish and Magen Avraham. But besides that, there's another sefer called Eshel Avraham written by the Buchacher Rav. And in the sefer Eshel Avraham written by the Buchacher Rav, he also wants to rely on this Kula of that the Chayadim is arguing. And then he says that if the person who's davening has his eyes shut, or like we said before, the person who's davening has the talus over his face, there's a stronger argument to be makel because the distraction is not there on the one hand, and this issue of being over in front of the Shekhinah is not there, and that's a second argument. So if you have both elements together, he holds you can be makel as well. Mishabura does not differentiate, which seems to be the Mishabura holds even that case is going to be problematic. Therefore, preferably a person should not rely on that, but if a person needs to, a person has what to rely on in that situation. So that is the leniency which the Chayadim does mention in regards to dealing with the issue of being over in front of those who are being misbavel. There are some other ones which the Chayyim does not mention, which we will mention, Mr. Shem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.